This is Mike Murphy, news director at GamerNode.com, and I am here with Federico Baer, the first-party liaison and director at Slang, who is making Lucha Libre AAA Heroes del Ring. Federico, it's good to have you on.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be here, and well, thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for the time for the interview. Okay, so first off, I want to ask... according to the PR release I received about the interview, AAA Heroes del Ring is the first officially licensed game for the AAA wrestling promotion, and it's also the first game both developed and published by a Mexican developer for mass consumption. For you, how does it feel to be a part of those firsts?
Well, it's a great honor to be involved in this first ever video game to be developed, published in Latin America, and to be fully certified by Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, and it's a great experience overall. I mean, one of the key things here is that we're sharing something Hispanic, which is fun, which is culturally relevant for a video game, and the fact that we're sharing that with the rest of the world is pretty amazing. I mean, I am a deep believer of our, Latino creativity and what we can share with the rest of the world and how that will be perceived. And I'm very proud to be an ambassador of that.
Okay. As we know, with the release of AAA Heroes del Ring, the Latin American game development community is currently on the rise and, well, developing. How do you feel the release of the game will impact that rise in development?
Well, first, I think that the Latin American community is at a moment of explosion or expansion. In this particular moment, a lot of companies in Latin America have been developing video games for ever gaming, for casual games, mobile phones, that sort of thing. And with this effort, we are trying to communicate through all the studios in Latin America that this is doable, that this is this is an opportunity for them to think big and start producing for publishers out there, which can, eventually, make this a bigger deal than what they currently have at hand. So it's a call for all the talent out there in Latin America to start, working and start, producing good video game with high quality, good video games with high quality. And, start sharing with the rest of the world what we have to share.
Good. So you believe that this will be an opportunity to allow Latin American game development to grow, and I think what you said, a term you used, was explode. So with that in mind, where do you see Latin American game development heading in the near future? Like, where do you see it?
Well, right now, I think that a lot of publishers will start working with studios in Latin America. I think that developers will start, selling. Now you'll see more developers in this event, such as Game Connection, in the Games Developer Conference. It's everywhere, and that a lot of Hispanic IP will be out there, and that a lot of people will start looking in this direction when it comes to video game production. So, I have heard of. For example, Guillermo del Toro. He's working now with a video game publisher, which is obviously something that that is very exciting for the community. And not only that, but I think that the fact that we can start, doing this is a big step itself. And doing this is a reality of Latin America doing video games is a good statement. It's a big statement.
Okay, so moving on to the game, for those who don't know, Can you explain a little about the AAA organization and what exact kind of energy, style, and character they bring to the world of professional wrestling?
Of course. Well, the AAA league has been, well, it's basically the biggest lucha league here in Mexico. It's the most popular league by far. It's got a lot more exposure than other wrestling leagues here in Mexico. It has the most popular luchadores here, according to our market research studies. And basically, well, the AAA has been familiar in the past with some Latino communities in the U.S. And right now, with some shows that are spinning off out of AAA, such as MTV2's Lucha Libre Masked Warriors, I would say that this is the year on which Lucha Libre is going mainstream somehow. So this plus, you know, a video game plus the talent that we have in AAA, you know, classic luchadores such as La Parca, such as Conan, such as Octagon, such as Psychosis, some of which have wrestled in the U.S. in other leagues. So, you know, lucha in essence is a very different sport. It's taken very seriously. We have the masks. The masks are a sacred element in lucha libre. All the wrestlers that do have a mask, you know, they're pretty much transformed into somebody else when they're wearing those. And, you know, when they take off their masks in the street, they're average Joe. So it's kind of like the Spider-Man story, on a different level, right? Mm-hmm. And, well, this has been a reality for luchadores, or for masked luchadores, for the past century. I mean, El Santo, one of our biggest lucha legends here in Mexico, he was buried with his mask on. He revealed himself at one point in a network news show at night, and that was very highly rated in Mexico, and obviously people kept on calling him El Santo, and he wore his mask everywhere when he was on the street. So, well, I guess that there are many elements in lucha libre that have translated into wrestling, and in some way it's safe to say that wrestling comes as a, you know, actually lucha libre is an ancestor of wrestling. Wrestling has been around for probably a half century, while lucha libre has been around for probably a century. So there are many items and elements that have translated from lucha libre into wrestling, and that's a pretty big statement there.
Okay. With so much of the United States wrestling market being dominated by the World Wrestling Entertainment, video games included, how do you go about trying to set yourself apart from the SmackDown versus Raw franchise that WWE has, and put yourselves into in a position to compete with them? And how do you plan to try and persuade SmackDown versus Raw fans to play your game?
Well, first of all, I think this title is a lucha libre game rather than a wrestling game. What I mean by this is that all the moves in our game are lucha libre. The game elements are faster paced. We have I think this somewhat appeals to the fighting segment as well as the wrestling segment, but this is something that stands apart itself. I mean, lucha has a lot of elements. It's kitsch, it's funny, it's comedic, it's you know, musical, it's high flying acrobatics, it's many things, and many grapple holds, and things that haven't appeared in wrestling shows in the U.S. If you grab a certain luchador, pick up a certain luchador in our title, you will do La Hora Carrana, you will do El Columpio, you will do La de a Caballo, you will do that sort of lucha libre moves. you will wrestle in venues such as Las Pirámides de Teotihuacan. That's the Teotihuacan pyramids. You will wrestle in a gym called El Panamericano, which is in Mexico City in Tepito. You will wrestle obviously in big arenas on which the big shows such as Mega Campeonato are held. But you know, this considers an extra element of lucha libre flavor, of lucha libre essence. And in that sense, while there are many, many elements involved in our title, like, you know, to name a few examples, we have El Rudo Rivera, we have Dr. Morales, we have Conan and Mujak doing the sports casting for our game, and, you know, where those guys say on TV, which is a lot of fun, and that are, many, many Latinos are very fond of, is, well, something that we're, proudly sharing with the rest of the world, and hoping it appeals, as it does in Latin America.
The pre-order bonus for the game is a choice of one of four luchador masks. Reports say that for most places you can mail it in. For GameStop, you're going to be able to get it in store. Since AAA is all about you know, lucha libre wrestling, was this choice for a pre-order bonus a no-brainer?
Well, the lucha masks is a great element to start sharing our, start sharing the lucha libre experience, because the lucha mask is sacred for Mexican luchadores, as I was mentioning earlier. We originally intended to have, this lucha libre mask as a pre-sale gift with purchase in our title. Unfortunately, that cannot be done due to some compliance reasons in the U.S. We're planning to compensate the gamer with another element. You know, it's terrible news, and actually we won't be able to use those masks in the U.S. But that unfortunately happened, and we will certainly compensate the gamers with in another way, which we're evaluating now.
Okay. Let's see. You mentioned that, you know, obviously it's a Lucha Libre game with AAA, and you want to emanate that style of wrestling with the gameplay. Did you find it to be a difficult challenge to be able to show off that kind of fast-paced, high-energy Lucha Libre style?
Well, the development studios did a great job in terms of designing a game all itself that was, you know, fast-paced. It's arcadey at some point. It feels as a fighting game sometimes. It's a fighting game with, you know, tremendous grapple holds, acrobatic moves, as in the luchadores in lucha libre. And well, what I can say is that the studio did a tremendous job in making this happen. These guys are, they actually, when they delivered the game design documents at first, you know, it was a lot of first sight, because they considered a lot of elements that, you know, traditional games don't have. I would say, for example, that our game basically relies upon a popularity meter, which has 5 stars. And these 5 stars will evolve as you taunt your opponent, taunt the audience, do certain attacks and grapple holds to your opponent, and that will eventually evolve your array of movements. And when you get, until you get to a point that you can unleash like a signature move from each particular wrestler, and that will drain your opponent's popularity. So, as this is happening, the audience is supporting your character as a wrestler. So you will start hearing that, if you pick up La Parca, and La Parca has 4 stars in popularity, you will clearly notice that the audience is cheering for La Parca. And that here and there you will find, incidental audios on which you see, you know, people genuinely cheering for La Parca and chanting out, you know, La Parca specs, as they call it somehow. So, you know, these are many elements that, or uniquenesses, if you will, that our title has. I think a really important thing to address here is something that I consider a killer app in our title, which is the fact that you have a very, very, very robust you have a very robust character or luchador editor, which consists of you building your luchador, you know, making him, well, actually designing his mask is a very profound process. Somewhere in between, a market research indicates that you will spend somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes of your time in doing, in doing a luchador. And it's pretty safe to say that you won't be able to make the same mask twice. So you do this. It's clearly a time that you've spent investing on, you know, that you invested in your luchador, in making your luchador. You also customize all of its movements, and at the end, well, you use your luchador, your particular luchador, to go through your storylines, where there are two campaigns here. You have the Rudo campaign and the Technical campaign, which is the bad guys and the good guys. Or there's also an online feature or an online game, which is the Mask versus Hair Challenge, or Máscara contra Cabellera. And this means, following Lucha Libre tradition, that if you wager your mask and if you lose that match, you will lose the mask for good. So let's assume, the psychological experience is somehow like betting the pink slips for your car, in a sense. It's a tremendous, very fun experience, and it will certainly be very competitive to core gamers out there and, fighting and wrestling fans out there. Not to mention the fact that, well, the mask is a typical attribute of Mexican Lucha Libre, and all the elements around it, and the fact that the Mexican luchadores were behind us, making sure that we nailed their personality, their particular moves, and everything through their mocaps or through their keyframing moves. It's a Lucha Libre game, not a wrestling game. So in that sense, it's pretty unique.
Okay. So you mentioned the hair versus mask match. Exactly how many match types are there going to be in the game? Are you going to be including match types like no disqualifications, submissions only, or are there going to be other match types that are perhaps exclusive to Lucha Libre style wrestling or just AAA wrestling in general?
Well, there are many game modes, and there are many rules which you can toggle in this various game modes. So there is disqualification, there is submission holds, there are grapple holds, everybody against everybody, two against one, and there are different rules if you're rules and if you're technical somehow. So there is a lot of, there's an important strategic element in our game, and that is that that as you're playing along, you will have to, take for example, if your teammate is getting, pinned down to the count of two out of three, if you punch the referee out, the counter also resets. You can only do that once. So there are many, various elements around, but, if you do it twice, you get disqualified. So, we do have, the various rules based on the Lucha Libre experience itself, and separate, game modes outside of the storyline, outside of the exhibition mode, outside of the online mode, the championship tournament mode, and that sort of thing that that gamers will enjoy in their homes.
Good. You also mentioned mocap, and you have the likenesses of the entire roster and the referees in the game. How much motion and voice capture was used or was involved with the game for the wrestlers and all the other talent?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous. I mean, I'd say that we have a bank of maybe 25,000 to 30,000different audio files. We have the keyframing and the actual mocapping. I think that the Dev Studio is probably a best reference to answer that particular question. But you know, to my overall view, I can see that probably mocapping was probably like 20% of the game, and the extra 80% was just framing, just for the mere fact that the mocapping technology has some limitations when it comes to somebody obstructing those knots. So, at the end of the day, what this all wraps up to is that the game is fun to play, exciting, and fast paced and something that will cater gamers out there.
Good. Okay, so Lucha Libre AAA Heroes del Ring will release on October 12th, 2010. This has been Federico Bayer, first party liaison and director of Slang. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mike. Yes, October 12th is our release date. It's coming out on 360 and PlayStation 3, and 3-4 by other platforms such as Wii, PSP, and DSiWare. So, We're very excited to be sharing this, the first video game from Latin America to the rest of the world, to be fully certified by Sony, Nintendo, Microsoft, and we got the support of Konami for the title's distribution in the U.S., Canada, and South American regions, and we're super excited to have you gamers out there play this. So let us know what you think. And I'm pretty sure that you like it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.